Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Join us on the line right now is Ambassador John Bolton, former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, and someone who is listed as a finalist for the job of Secretary of State in a Trump administration. Ambassador Bolton, it's good to have you on the show this morning. Good morning.
Well, glad to be with you. Thanks.
I want to get into the Taiwan thing in just a moment, but I just want to ask you, what is it like to be in the midst of this sort of, you know, Secretary of State sweepstakes? I know you had a chance to sit down with Donald Trump and talk about, you know, a potential job there. How did you find the president-elect and his understanding of world events?
Well, it was a very serious conversation, and other than my name, rank, and serial number, that's about all you're going to get out of me.
I understand that, but I mean, did you find him to be engaged? A lot of people, I keep hearing the same thing every time somebody comes out of a meeting. They go, "Well, it was a great conversation."
Yeah. Well, you know, I think Ben Carson mentioned this back during the campaign that there's a difference between a campaigner and somebody serious about governing, and I think that's what we're seeing.
Can I ask you that you would agree, watching various administrations and transition teams go through this process, you would agree that this has not been your typical process, especially with regard to Secretary of State? I mean, every other day you've got another list of names that are being, we're told, are being bandied about. So if I'm to believe these reports, the Secretary of State position right now could be a toss-up between John Bolton, Mitt Romney, Rudy Giuliani, and John Huntsman. Now, I couldn't think of four different approaches to how to be America's chief diplomat. What's going on up there in Trump Tower? Does he not know exactly what he wants his Secretary of State to do, what his foreign policy is going to be?
No, you guys will not be surprised when I explain that I think much of the problem surrounding this issue is that the press doesn't get it. The media don't understand it. They're not diligent in their research, and they're not eager enough to find out what's been going on. I have to say, I've been in, I'd have to sit down and count the number of transitions I've been in, some going into the government, some coming out of the government. It's always a period that looks confused to outsiders, and to a certain extent it is. You're moving from a campaign mode into a governing mode as the new team comes in. And so there's a lot going on simultaneously. But, you know, there's a big difference between having an orderly process, which is what I think is going on here, and what the press understands about it.
Yeah.
You know, in some cases, it's easier to make decisions than others. Therefore, some nominations are announced more promptly. But the absence of experience, I think, by most reporters in, because remember, the people still covering the Trump transition are political reporters. They're not people who have covered government action.
Yeah, okay. You're right. That's a good point.
And that's a big difference.
Yeah, and on the outside, it may look like chaos. On the inside, it may make perfect sense because they have all the facts that are not known on the outside. That's an excellent point. I want to turn, if I could, to this phone call between President-elect Trump and the president of Taiwan. And I loved your response to this because there's so many people are just, I mean, their head are exploding over this. Foggy Bottom is in a tizzy down there because this phone call was taken. And I love what you had to say about it.
Well, look, the fact is, I think the thing that upsets most of the people at the State Department and most of the liberal commentariat was expressed in a tweet by a former senior Foreign Service officer who said, "What's up with Trump? He didn't ask the State Department." I mean, my God, he might make decisions before they get the hooks into him or his new Secretary of State. I think that's probably the end of the world, don't you?
Well, yeah, but you made a point that, you know, hey, you know, who is China and who is anybody to say that Donald Trump can have a phone conversation with?
Well, that's the more substantive point, that's for sure. I mean, look, the issue here is what's in the best interest of the United States. And I believe the president or the president-elect of the United States should talk to anybody they want to if they think it's in the interest of our country. And this notion that somehow the one China policy which was, let's face it, it's getting on to 45 years old. No policy is ever fixed in concrete. Very few last that long. That it is so precisely defined that you can't talk to the president of Taiwan if you're the U.S. president. That's ridiculous. Yeah. And so I think what you're seeing is, and possibly something that will be replicated in other areas, that some of these conventions that have hung around for a long time for no particular reason won't stand any kind of scrutiny from a new administration. And I'm encouraged in that view by General Jim Jones, the first national security advisor for the Obama administration, who said he wasn't bothered by the call at all.
Ambassador John Bolton is our guest, and it's important for you to know that from the moment it appeared that Donald Trump was going to win the presidency that night of November 8th and the next morning, we said John Bolton, Secretary of State.
A lot of people said that.
No brainer. I've been on board there, so I'm not just kissing your butt to tell you that, Ambassador. And I want
I've always known you guys were insightful.
So let's think about this for a minute. You look at the Attorney General selection in Sessions. You look at Mattis over at the State Department. You look at Carson at HUD. You look at Price over at Health and Human Services. They're deliberately picking somebody who is a 180 degree difference from who's in there right now. I see you as the anti-John Kerry. You would be perfect. What would be your number one first priority if you were to be named the Secretary of State?
Well, honestly, I'm so old school on this. I just don't think I should get into it. But I will pick up your point, which is important, that these cabinet nominations that Donald Trump has made so far are very different from the incumbents in the respective positions they hold now. And I think that's another thing that's driving the left crazy, because this is as bad as election night was, and it must have been pretty traumatic for them. Now it's beginning to sink in that the consequences flow from that election, and it means dramatic changes in policy, whether it's the nominations, the Dakota Access Pipe, and a whole range of things that Obama's trying to pin down before he leaves office, all of which are easily reversible. And I think that's one reason why the stock market's been going up. You know, the New York Times and others are saying Trump benefits by inheriting a strong economy. It's not a strong economy. It's a weak economy after 8 years of ridiculously poor recovery that's showing signs of optimism, because they're going to get somebody in who believes that economic growth is the way to make life better for all Americans. So this is, if you look across the entire spectrum, foreign and domestic issues, it's sinking in that the age of Obama is coming to an end.
Let's all celebrate that. You know, look, for a lot of reasons that I don't have the time to go into, I think it's coming your way. And I'll just say this. I hope you'll remember your good friends when you are Secretary of State, and we can still get you to come on the show.
Well, you know, not only could we do that, but we'll have tea together.
Oh got it, Foggy Bottom. I don't know if they'll let me in.
We need that mustache at Foggy Bottom. Thank you, Ambassador.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ambassador Bolton, and stay in touch.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Extreme cold weather advisory in effect this morning.
You're a contractor. You have a contract.
All right, guys, come on. Let's do this.
A little snow and ice isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.